This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Critics of state GOP party leader Dave Williams will hold a vote to oust him tomorrow morning. But CPR's Ben DeBerkland says that's easier said than done.
So if he's ousted immediately following that vote, they could vote for a new chair. But, and this is a big but, it could really just ramp up the turmoil even more because Williams has said he won't abide by any vote. That means Colorado could have two different people making the claim that they're the legitimate chair of the Colorado Republican Party.
CPR's Ben DeBerkland, there's disagreement over how many votes are required to remove Williams as the head of the state GOP. The city of Boulder may eliminate off-street parking requirements for developers. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Cities have outsourced their parking problems to developers for decades. They require spots be built as part of commercial and residential projects. But a growing body of research shows that these rules make communities less walkable, turbocharge sprawl, and drive up prices. Now, Boulder leaders are exploring how they could ditch parking requirements altogether. A new analysis shows that the city has far more spaces than are actually used, even at peak times. If the requirements were cut, developers would be able to decide for themselves how much parking to build. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Colorado voters will decide whether to change parole requirements. Currently, people are required to serve 75% of their sentence in order to become eligible for parole or other sentencing reductions. That number would jump to 85% if voters pass Initiative 112 on the November ballot. This is CPR News.